Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on DetroitLions.com. I'm Tom Lydon, joined by Rob Rubik. And, wow, end of a season that leaves you nothing but disappointed. Lions finished 4-12, and today another example of turnovers just absolutely killing them as they lose 26-24.
Like I say, there's good news, bad news. Good news is that you turn the ball over four times. You're a minus four, and it's only a two-point game at the end. The bad news is you turn the ball over four times once again. And they've continued to do that the past 3 to 4 weeks and just self-destruct.
You know, we've seen the defense throughout the season not be able to come up with a big stop. And you felt good there in the fourth quarter because they did come up with a big stop, gave the offense the ball back. Unfortunately, they went three and out, and the defense was not able to do it again. Good execution by Chicago to finish
really,
it.
Really was. You got like the third down play call. They run a pass. Every line said they're going to run it. Cutler gets a little bit of pressure. He moves out of the pocket, and as a veteran quarterback would do, he sees a running lane to the outside, gets the first down, slides, and game, set, match.
So now the Bears become Packer fans because they have won, but they need Minnesota to lose. Yeah, they're not used to rooting for Green Bay, but that indeed is the case. If Green Bay wins, Chicago will be in the playoffs, but they're rooting against Minnesota, that's for sure. All around, not good news because Matthew Stafford didn't get to 5,000. Calvin Johnson didn't get to 2,000, so the fans across the board go home unhappy, although there were a lot of Bears fans in the stands today. It's incredible. 10,000, 15,000 of them, at least.
Yeah, as I said, the best part of the day is when I head north on 75, most about 15,000 heading west on 94. But you look at the stats they put up today, and, you know, people are going to say, well, look at Charles Tillman. He really shut down Kelvin. They were in a cover two shell all day. Charles Tillman, he's playing zone, and he's funneling Kelvin to the middle of the field where the safety's helping. Did he do a pretty good job? Yeah, but I think it's more of a coverage type of thing, Tom, than the individual itself that shut Kelvin and Matthew down. I just think the Lions early on needed to go to the weak side and not try to force the ball to Kelvin quite as much. There were things there, but it's tough pickings and not a lot of time in the pocket for Matthew either.
You have heard from Matthew Stafford. You will also hear from head coach Jim Schwartz. After this 26-24 loss, the Lions finished their 2012 season 4-12, and the focus is going to be on the turnovers. The focus, though, on a positive side on the defense, because they kept this team in the game. Without the defense stepping up and limiting the Bears to field goals on those short fields, this game would have been a blowout.
Absolutely. You give them four extra possessions with the turnovers, some short fields to work with, and as you said, forcing them into field goal attempts, which gives your offense time to keep clawing, to get something positive, to get a touchdown on the board. And the Lions' offense responded, cutting it to a two-point lead. But as we've seen with this team throughout the season, it's when one hand kind of steps up, the other hand doesn't. They couldn't finish it defensively at the end and get the ball back and give your offense one more opportunity to score.
Always interested to hear what the coach is going to say in this situation, because the game and the loss is so fresh, but it also is the first opportunity that people are going to start asking him to put the season in perspective and try to put a bow on it.
And his future in perspective as well.
And some coaches want to engage right away. I get the inclination that Coach Schwartz probably won't engage much in that today. He might engage in that a little bit tomorrow, but even then it'll be at a very minimal level. Your thoughts on where this team goes and what they need to do to turn it around?
Well, the really frustrating thing is they're going to have nine players come up as unrestricted free agents, and a lot of them on the defensive side.
Nine
of the
starters.
Right. Yeah. Nine starters. That's what I meant. And a lot on the defensive side of the football, and where are you going to spend your money? They only have $9 million extra right now. Now, obviously, once these salaries come off the board on their, as far as the salary cap with the nine starters that are up, it's going to free up some money, but you're not going to be able to assign nine starters and give them all raises again. So you got to draft well. Martin Mayhew is going to be called upon to really evaluate the draft, as well as the free agency. That's going to be guys from other teams that are going to also come up that can't be re-signed. It's going to be a tough thing right now. You're going to be trying to steal money from Peter to pay Paul, and that's going to be a difficult task sometimes.
Really unusual situation that this team is facing in the offseason with so many starters that become free agents. You think about a guy like Lewis Delmas, who will likely have to be franchised if they want to keep him. We'll get more into that in a bit. But now let's go to Coach Schwartz, who we'll see whether or not he answers any of those questions about putting the season in perspective or his future.